available for your radio station, the hottest old school party on radio. Hey, this is Gerald McBride, and this is the Old School House Party Live. Every weekend, people are calling from all over the country to hear and vote for their favorite artist. Who would you vote for between Michael Jackson and Prince?
It's a hard choice, but I got to choose Prince. Who would have ever thought when they first started out that Michael Jackson would be weirder than Prince?
Thanks for calling.
Oh my gosh.
It's the Battle of the Old School with Michael Jackson versus Prince.
Hey, this is Nikki calling from Flint. Just want you to know that I enjoy the Battle of the Old School.
You guys are taking me back with that old school, man.
This is Kara from Norfolk, Virginia. Just wanted to say I love your show. I love that old school music, and please keep up the good work.
Man, there's nothing like hearing those album verses and long verses straight from the 70s, man. Keep it up.
This is the only five-hour syndicated R&B oldie show. Oh, yeah. It's strictly old school, featuring the remake retakes, the lost 45s, the classic LPs, and then we top it off with a two-hour song-for-song battle from all your favorite artists.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
What's your name?
John Bogan.
John, what was the name of that mystery oldie?
The Jam by Larry Graham.
The Jam by Larry Graham. You are a winner. Congratulations to you.
All right.
Yeah, man. It's the Old School House Party with all your favorite jams. Plus exclusive interviews from The Temptations, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, The Dramatics, and many more. Verdeen White of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Actually, it was my brother Marisa came up with the name, The Elements of the Universe, because there was no water in his zodiac chart. So that's how he came up with it. And ironically, because I think the name has lasted a long time because the elements in the world hasn't changed. we still have those elements, you know. And we were talking earlier, you know. Part of Earth, Wind, and Fire's thing is ironically to spread the message. And obviously, even right now, what's going on in the world, you know, it's really apropos to the kind of work that we've done in terms of spreading the message of what Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, is about, you know.
Right. The Old School House Party in one of our most popular segments has got to be the Battle of the Old School. This is where we match two artists up like Stevie Wonder against Marvin Gaye, Prince against Michael Jackson, The Stylistics against The Spinners, Maze versus The Isley Brothers, and here's Patti LaBelle taking on the Queen, Aretha Franklin. That's a strong song for Patti LaBelle there.
That's right.
If only you knew how much I love you. Man, what a classic song from Patti LaBelle there. By this time, she was on her own.
Yeah.
Doing her solo career. Got rid of the feathers and the crazy costumes.
That's right. Started
kicking
her shoes off on stage.
Hey.
Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin to Battle of the Old School 1-866 Soul Jam. Give me that score.
That score now. Aretha Franklin out in front, 132 votes.
Come on,
Patti LaBelle with 125.
All right, 1-866 Soul Jam. Give us a call. Who are you voting for tonight?
Well, I grew up listening to her, so yes, and I have her greatest collections and just about all her gospel CDs. So I am a big Aretha fan, and I love her just versatility and style of music. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way she sings. Not that I don't like Patti. I just love Aretha, though. I do.
The battle between Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin tonight. We want to know who you're voting for. Our number is 1-866-SOUL-JAM. And Aretha says, call me. Call me and vote for me. 1-866-SOUL-JAM. This is the Battle of the Old School and the Old School House Party. Mix 92.3 program director KJ Holiday.
I think the show is a very dynamic show, one of the most compelling shows on Mix 92.3 WMXD in Detroit. Actually, number one during that time period. And one of the most exciting parts of the show is the Battle of Bands. Lots of people calling for requests on it. And matter of fact, we actually talked about trying to figure out how we can squeeze this feature in throughout the week. So people have to wait the entire week to hear the Battle of the Bands in the show. But pretty much a very dynamic, compelling show. I recommend it to all.
Hey, this is Michael T., program director for the Star 99.7 in Charleston, South Carolina. I'd just like to say this program is the only syndicated program out there that really touches the demo. It touches them heart and soul.
Hi, this is Andrea Perry, Program Director for WMPZ Groove 93 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Gerald's mix of music is absolutely wonderful, and it's the perfect program if you're going after a true adult audience.